Hey, this is Matthew West.
We're Casting Crowns.
Hi, this is Mac Powell from Third Day.
And now,
from coast to coast,
across the country,
and around the world.
Hey, we're Mercy Me.
This is Chris Tomlin.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeremy Camp.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
This is Natalie Grant.
Your favorite Christian songs by your favorite Christian artists.
From number 20 to number 1.
Plus, a look at the latest music news.
This is the Weekend Top 20,
Top
Countdown.
20 Countdown.
Welcome to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. I hope you're having a really good weekend. Romans 8:31 tells us, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. On this weekend show, Chris Tomlin is here. He'll stop by to talk about making moves. Jeremy Camp shares about staying grounded and accountable. Phil Wickham will give us the details on how he got his start. And We Are Messengers opens up on the story behind their new song called Power. As always, we'll give you a chance to win some great prizes. This weekend, it's a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the new film Overcomer that's in theaters August 23rd. Rachel's here with the latest in Christian music news. And we'll hear a future hit from Elevation Worship and another brand new song from We Are Messengers. It's going to be a great show. And we're really glad you're here this weekend. Thank you for listening. Let's get things started off with a new song to the countdown. It's Jason Gray. I'm Gonna Let It Go.
Number 20.
It's hard for me to let go, hard for me to breathe. Thinking that I gotta control it all. I can feel my worry and anxiety when it's slipping through my fingers and I know it. I've been losing my sleep, I've been losing my cool. I can feel my heart go boom, boom, boom. Staring at the ceiling, feeling like a fool. I'm going under and I know it. But I hear you whisper to me. If I lose my grip, I can see. That you are carrying me. Oh, I'm gonna let it. I'm gonna let it go. Oh, 'cause if I trust it, I can move with your flow. Being carried in the current of your love. When I lean into your arms, you're enough. So I'm gonna let it. I'm gonna let it go. Time for me to let go. Time for me to breathe. Turn down this anxiety. I can know my freedom in a moment. 'Cause when I lay it all down, you're gonna lift me up. When I pour it all out, you're gonna fill my cup. You're holding out your arms and telling me to jump. One, two, three, here I go, yeah. 'Cause I hear you whisper to me. If I lose my grip, I will see. You're always carrying me. Oh, I'm gonna let it. I'm gonna let it go, oh, 'cause if I trust it, I can move with your flow. Being carried in the current of your love. When I lean into your arms, you're enough. So I'm gonna let it, I'm gonna let it go. Letting go of my worries and my need to control things. I'm gonna take you at your word.
I'm Gonna Let It Go debuts at number 20 for Jason Gray here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And if you like being the first to hear brand new songs and then tell somebody what you think about those tunes, we'll go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com this weekend. Please sign up for the Hit Music Crew. We'll start sending you songs to listen to and you can tell us what you think. Go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com and click on the Hit Music Crew banner to sign up right now. Now we're back to the countdown. Dan Bremnes is up next. Here he is with Up Again.
Number 19.
other day I was thinking to myself, made a list of all my mistakes. Oh, I wish I could have run to you and tell you all about my heartbreak. And I wonder to myself, wait a minute, am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins, but I got knocked down. But I know that you are here right now, and you say, ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Guess not every little thing works out just the way you dream. You can take a couple wrong turns, still end up where you're supposed to be. And even though in a moment I know everything can change, your perfect plans might fall apart, but the simple truth remains. Ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Get up again. You can 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 get up again. 'Cause you've only got one life, and you don't know when it ends. You've only got one heart, so get up there.
The number 19 song on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is from Dan Bremnes. That's called Up Again. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and Provident Films have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the new film Overcomer that's in theaters August 23rd. With a powerful mix of faith, a twist of humor, and a ton of heart, Overcomer will leave you filled with hope, inspired to dream, and dares you to reevaluate who you think you are. It's produced by the Kendrick Brothers, who brought you films like Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, and the number one box office hit, War Room. Just go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com, click on that contest link for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Overcomer from your friends here at the Countdown. And stay tuned, we'll announce this week's winner a little bit later in the show. Now we're back to the Countdown. Chris Tomlin's up next. And when we sat down to talk with Chris, he told us how he felt about moving.
Moving from Texas, where I've been all my life, and moving to Atlanta to, you know, to uproot everything. And it wasn't just me. You know, I have guys that are part of my team and in the band. And, you know, we're all living together in Texas and leading there and doing everything out of there. And so we all moved together. And so it's a lot of families. It's a lot of people. But we're just asking God to lead us and felt sure that he's been leading us. And so many ways have been confirmed that God has led us here. And it is true, man. I remember my pastor of the church, Louis Giglio, who goes on tour with me and is, you know, just a massive mentor in my life and one of my best friends. And I remember years ago when I was in college, he didn't know who I was, but I knew who he was. And I was listening to his CDs and tapes. And he said, those who live by faith never settle down. And I thought, that's an interesting thing. And he said, it may not be that you move a lot. It may not be physical location, but you never settle if you are really living by faith, because God's always moving. And you're asking God, where are you moving? Where am I going? Where I want to be in the middle of whatever you're doing. And it may be, you may live in the same place your whole life, but God's always moving you in different things, in different parts of your life and doing things. Or it may be physically uprooting and going somewhere. That's always stuck with me, and that's where I want to be. You know, I don't want to ever just settle and go, okay, I've done my time for the Lord. Now I'm just going to sit back and just do whatever I want to do. I don't think you can live by faith that way. And so that's the heart, you know, just being in that place of God, where are you moving? Kind of seeing where the wind is blowing and going, putting the sails up, you know?
Reminding us that those who live by faith never settle down because God is always moving. That's Chris Tomlin. And he's up next with Is He Worthy?
Number 18.
Do you feel the shadows deepen? But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all creation groaning? The glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone
Chris Tomlin, Is He Worthy? The number 18 song this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. On last week's countdown, I Am They had the number 3 song, Scars. Big Daddy Weave brought us the number 2 tune, Alive.
But God, rich in mercy, you came to save me. Now I'm alive.
And for the fifth week at the top of the chart, it was Danny Gokey with Haven't Seen It Yet, last week's number one song on the weekend Top 20 Countdown.
It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
Danny Gokey, Haven't Seen It Yet, last week's number one song. Will it be number one again this week? Well, stay with us and we'll find out together here on The Countdown. We're coming up. We've got the top 17 songs for you and a future hit with Elevation Worship featuring Taryn Wells. That's next here on The Weeknd Top 20 Countdown.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weeknd Top 20 Countdown. The Weeknd Top 20. The Weeknd Top 20 Countdown.
This is the Weeknd Top 20 Countdown. I am Kurt Wallace. Thank you for listening this weekend. And we'd love to have you follow us on Twitter. You'll find us at 20 Weeknd. It's a fun way for us to stay connected with you, so follow us on Twitter if you're there at 20 Weeknd. Toby Mac's up next on the Countdown. Here he is with Scars Come With Living.
Number 17.
You on my mind, I had a little time, I know we kinda overdue. Turning back the pages to our younger days, yeah, I could still imagine you. Booming like a thunder, chasing life with wonder, with fire that could light a room. Bottom kind of fella, waited for a rebound, but you never made a move. When life cuts so try and remember you. Ain't got no sequel. We all broken people. The only road to found is lost. Oversimplifying, ain't no shame in trying. Passion never counts the cost. Now you won't take my phone calls. You won't text me back at all. I just wanna see you. I can't stand to see you go. Yesterday I missed you. Yesterday I played your song. I'm oversimplifying. I'm oversimplifying. Life cuts so deep. Try and remember you. Doesn't matter who you are, this world gonna leave some battle scars.
Scars Come With Living. It's Toby Mac at number 17 on the Weeknd Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Future hits.
Now it's time to take a look at a song that we think may be a future hit someday here on the countdown. This weekend, it's a brand new song from Elevation Worship and Taryn Wells. The song is called Echo, and it's our choice for this week's future hit on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
When night is falling, when fear is calming, still you're calling me. Yeah, when faith is lost and my hope exhausted, you will be my strength. When my mind says I'm not good enough, God, you're enough for me. I've decided I'm not giving up. You won't give up on me. You won't give up on me. You keep repeating promises to me. Whoa, and there's no stopping what you have started until it is complete. And my mind says I'm not good enough. God, you're enough for me. Hey, I've decided I'm not giving up. Cause you won't give up on me.
That is your future hit here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown, Echo from Elevation Worship and Taryn Wells. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of this week's future hit, log on to our website at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Okay, we're back to the countdown now with Vertical Worship. This is called Yes, I Will.
Number 16.
Count on one thing, the same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest.
count on one thing. The same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. And the same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Oh yes, I will.
Vertical Worship at number 16. It's Yes, I Will on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, still to come here on the countdown, 15 of the biggest songs in the country. Jeremy Camp's here, too. He'll share on staying grounded and accountable. And Rachel's back with more Christian music news, too, when we return to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The songs you love the most.
Love the most.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
I was confused when my dad left.
Reputation was everything for
me. I sunk to the lowest gutter I could ever think of.
I didn't know how to have a normal relationship with food.
I didn't need help from anybody.
I had Jack.
Verbal abuse.
Objects of ridicule. Crystal meth.
She caught me.
I fail.
Father?
Everybody's chasing something.
Truth. Hope.
Freedom.
Peace. Love.
It's exactly what I've been searching for.
Find what you've been searching for at IamSecond.com.
A while back, there was an interview with a church leader in Africa. His community had been the beneficiary of numerous public works projects and had received a great deal of humanitarian aid. They had wells dug for clean water, clothes for everyone in the village, and food to share. The interview felt very positive and then went on to say that they still had no peace. Why is it that people all over the world desire peace of mind and heart? Could it be that God has designed us to be at peace with Him, and when we aren't, nothing will fill that void? We aren't at peace because we have disobeyed the one true God and rebelled against His commandments. The only way to receive true and lasting peace is receive Jesus Christ's gift of eternal life that He purchased when He died on the cross to pay for all of your sins. To learn how you can begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and receive true peace, call 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM.
The Weekend Top 20
Countdown.
Countdown.
Thanks again for joining us here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. In Psalm 118, the writer says, "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is my strength and defense. He has become my salvation." Hey, if you ever miss listening to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown here on this wonderful radio station, you can catch up because we have podcasts posted online for you at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Check that out. All right, let's get back to the countdown. Love this new one from Casting Crowns and Matthew West. It's called Nobody.
Number 15.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Down in history.
As another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
'Cause I'm just a nobody,
nobody.
Trying to tell you about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
From Casting Crowns and Matthew West, that's Nobody at number 15 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is on Facebook, and we would love to connect with you there. It's a great way to just stay in touch with you there at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown, or look for the Facebook link on our website at weekendtop20countdown.com. And on Facebook this week, Susan Copeland from Memphis, Tennessee, sent us a note in response to our poll question. Former Third Day lead singer Mac Powell and his new Southern Roots and American rock band Mac Powell and the Family Reunion released their debut album this weekend. We wanted to know, of all of Mac's different genres he's covered, which is your favorite? And this is what she said. Alternative rock, Southern rock, and praise and worship, Mac. Mac could sing the alphabet and would sound great. Country music in general is not my favorite, but Mac does it well. His band rocks. Thank you, Susan, for posting that. A big Mac Powell fan there, and we appreciate you reaching out to us. We're glad you're one of our friends on Facebook, too. And if you'd like to be our friend, just like Susan from Memphis, Tennessee, and more than 13,000 other listeners, just go to facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown, or look for the Facebook link on our website. It is weekendtop20countdown.com. Okay, now we're up to the latest from Jeremy Camp, who told us about staying grounded and accountable.
When you read the Bible and you're digging in and you're just reading about Christ and his life and these apostles and disciples and just the humility in their life and That's what keeps me grounded. And I have people that keep me accountable. Like my wife will slap me around if I get out of place, which is good. And I have a lot of pastors in my life too. My father's a pastor as well. And so, you know, staying in the Word of God and staying accountable, those are the two things. It's like, I can't go, you know, I share this a lot. It's like, I can't go without eating for a while. I just get hungry, I'm starving, I'm weak. I have no, like, I can't function. And it's the same with the Bible. It's like spiritually, I can't function without it. And I think it's so important that we continue to share with people that. And I think that there's been such a lack of that in our society of like, listen, this is God's word to us, you know? This is his word. It's like, he gives us for, it's everything we need for reproof, correction, doctrine, for everything, just everything in our life. It's our food, it's our, you know, and I think that we've just looked over it too much in society today. And I think that we're gonna get back to just that firm foundation, the word of God.
Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy Camp there telling us that our society has overlooked how important the word of God is to function and that we all need to get back to that. Amen. Now let's get back to the countdown. And Jeremy's up next with Dead Man Walking.
Number 14.
Freedom was something I never found. Trying to find 6 feet on the ground. Under the weight of all of my sin. Fighting the fight that I couldn't win. And you ran. My chains to all that I was, now I'm not a slave. And you rescued me, and now I can breathe. I was a dead man walking until I was a man walking with you. I was a blind man falling until I found the light. You called. Of your heart, and I do not deserve a thing, but that's just who you are. I was a dead man walking until I was a man.
It's the number 14 song this week, Dead Man Walking. That's Jeremy Camp here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Here's Rachel with that.
Zach Williams has announced the release date of his upcoming album, Rescue Story, set for October 4th. The 10 songs found on the new project are a reflection of where Zach's life was 20 years ago when he started making music to now, to the moments and places he didn't even realize God was involved. He shares, I can see now he was putting these little things together and allowing me to live in these moments so I can write about it one day. Rescue Story is the appropriate title for it all. Heaven Help Me and Walk With You are just a couple of the songs that came to him when he looked back on his life during the writing process. So many times I was in the wrong places and making the wrong choices, yet it was God who was keeping me safe, even when I thought I was too far gone, he says. This fall, he'll headline the Rescue Story Tour with support from Bethel Music's Josh Baldwin.
Thank you, Rachel. More music news can be found at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Wow, you talk about a song that is moving up the chart quick. Lauren Daigle, here she is with her new one, Rescue.
Number 13.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your
Rescue from Lauren Daigle. It's number 13 already this week here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. We got 12 more songs to play for you. Plus, we'll find out the results of last week's online poll, too. That's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
My name's Jake. I manipulated my family into letting me live off them for free while I used my entire income on drugs. But that all ended at Teen Challenge. Here, I found real freedom.
If you or someone you know is struggling with drug abuse, no matter how severe the addiction, there is hope. God is a mighty deliverer and can set you free. There is more information at TeenChallengeUSA.com.
The Weekend Top 20. The Weekend Top 20. Countdown.
We're back with the second half of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Thank you for listening. I'm Kurt Wallace, your host. The book of 2 Thessalonians tells us, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word or mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Each week, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is heard on some really good radio stations all over North America, like our friends at Spirit FM, KCVO, 91.7 FM in Camdenton, Missouri, the home of my good friend Jim McDermott. Also in St. John, New Brunswick on CIMB at 96.1 FM. North of the border there. We're glad you guys are listening too. And we're glad to have all you stations on board this weekend. All one big happy family here at the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Now it's time to kick off the top 10. Let's do that with Tarin Wells. It's God's Not Done With You.
Number 10.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name.
God's not done.
With your broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart,
God's not done with you.
It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart, it's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. You. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. God's not done. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done. God's not done with you. God's not done with you.
God's not done with you. Tarin Wells at number 10 here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. And when I grew up, and even still today, I was taught to say ma'am and sir. Or, you know, to call an adult Mr. or Mrs. And the other day I was talking to somebody our family's known for a long time. He's maybe 15 years older than me. And I called him Mr., let's say, Smith. And he said, Kurt, we're adults. My name's John. I said, I know, but I will never call you anything but Mr. Smith. I was always taught to respect my elders, and that's the way I always did it. Well, I saw this story the other day, and I thought it was really cool. This young man's name's Brad Ryan, and he was visiting his grandma, who was 85 years old, and he was talking to her about all his different adventures, the different places he's been, and his grandma said, you know, I have never been to the mountains or seen the ocean. Well, what came out of his mouth was like, would you like to go? And she said yes. So since 2015, he and his grandma have visited 29 different parks across America, from the Great Sandy Dunes in Colorado to the shores of the Acadia National Park in Maine. Ryan says he's driven with his grandma at least 25,000 miles through 38 states, and it's dramatically affected his quality of living. He says he gained so much knowledge from her traveling all those miles, just listening to stories and gaining wisdom along the way. And Ryan says, I want people who are younger to know you aren't too cool to hang out with your grandparents. What a cool grandkid. I bet his grandma is awfully proud of him. And we are too here at the Weekend Top 20. Now let's get back to the countdown. And this week we talked with Phil Wickham, and we asked him, hey, Phil, how'd you get your start?
Well, I grew up in a very musical and Christian home. My parents both met in a band called Parable back in the early 70s, and that was part of that first kind of movement of Christian rock bands from the Southern California area. I've grown up in that kind of history, and as long as I've been alive, my parents have been worship leaders at churches, and so I grew up with that kind of example of just having great mentors of what it means to be a worship leader, both on stage and off, and what it means to use music to not, you know, glorify self, but glorify God. And we moved from Orange County to San Diego. I was about 12 years old and left kind of my home, my church, my friends, everything I knew. And it was only about 75 miles away, but to junior high, I was like, you know, a million miles away. And so I picked up guitar for the first time, started learning some chords. In like 4 months, I had this stack of like 20 worship songs that I had learned by heart. And so the junior high pastor was just like, hey, Phil, you know, if you want, come and do some worship for us. We need a worship leader. And I was just freaked out. I didn't want to do it. But he kind of took me along under his wing, and I started doing it and just really seeing the blessing of the Lord on it, really enjoying it, and seeing I kind of had a gift to be able to lead people and play music. And kind of right off the bat, it was something I absolutely loved to do, almost so much so that I would always think growing up, like, you know, once I graduate from high school, I can't do this anymore. Actually, I don't have to get a real job, you know, like this can't be true. But the Lord just kept giving me more opportunities, and I never took one opportunity for granted. Just loved every minute of it, you know. And I went to community college for a couple years, you know, INO, they called me up along with some other labels, but I ended up going with INO Records and just enjoying it still. And I'm really excited.
Phil Wickham there. Thank you so much. He's up next with Till I Found You.
Number 9.
I searched the earth for something that could satisfy. Peace for the hurt I had buried deep inside. Knees on the floor, I finally found everything I needed. You lifted my soul and opened up my eyes. Chasing after what won't last. I'm done with building these castles that crumble like sand. Oh, knees on the floor, I finally found it. Everything I need.
Till I find you.
Phil Wickham, Till I Found You. It's the number 9 song this week here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Rachel's here with that.
The new album that fans have been waiting for from Big Daddy Weave, When the Light Comes, is almost here. Officially releasing September 13th, you can pre-order the album now. Produced by the band's guitarist, Jeremy Redman, When the Light Comes is a 12-song collection of testimonies and joyous anthems. From the debut Alive that calls the listener forth to a brighter day and a faith that doesn't disappoint, to This Is What We Live For, which speaks about the very real places we find ourselves. All while proclaiming who God is and that He's the one doing all that's good in the world. Big plans are ahead in the coming months for Big Daddy Weave. They'll be performing many of the new songs and previous hits on their headlining run of the Alive Tour. The band will also be featured in an upcoming reality series this fall. For more information, visit BigDaddyWeave.com.
Thank you, Rachel. More music news can be found 24/7 at our website. It's WeekendTop20Countdown.com. All right, let's get back to the countdown with Ryan Stevenson's latest. This is called With Lifted Hands.
Number 8.
I have tasted all that this world has to offer. The here and gone that leaves you wanting more. But can't satisfy. Father, forgive me for taking so long to see that you're all I need. With every
Ryan Stevenson, number 8 this week, with Lifted Hands on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, still to come, we got the top 7 songs in the country, and Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers is here. He'll share the story behind their brand new song and our future hit of the week, Power. That's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Top 20 Countdown.
The songs you love the most.
Love the most.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. And we got a toll-free comment line we would love for you to call this weekend to tell us a story about how a song or an artist has touched your life. You share that story, and someday we may share your story and your song on the radio here for everyone to hear. The number is 888-295-SHOW. That's 888-295-SHOW. Now back to the countdown with Crowder and Mandisa. This is Let It Rain, Is There Anybody?
Number 12.
Love that one from Crowder with a little help from Mandisa at number 12. It's Let It Rain, Is There Anybody? On the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, don't forget, each week we conduct that informal poll on our website. And when we asked you last time, former Third Day lead singer Mac Powell and his new Southern Roots and American rock band, Mac Powell and the Family Reunion, released their debut album this weekend. Of all of Mac's different genres he's covered, we wanted to know, which is your favorite? Well, only 10% of you chose Southern Rock Mac, 11% picked Country Mac, 20% like Alternative Rock Mac, and a big 33% of you love Praise and Worship Mac most of all. Meanwhile, another 26% of you replied that you never got into Mac Powell or Third Day stuff. Now, on this week's poll, we want to know this. What's your idea of gaming? Is it video games, board games, card games, trivia games, or do sports games count? Let us know what your idea of gaming is at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Now we're back to the countdown game. At number 11 this week, it's Building 429, Fear No More.
Number 11.
See the finish line, where it ends, where it lands. Guess I lost my vision when the pain set in. Can I believe when I don't see? Can I really let it be out of my hands? When it's out of my hands, this is a word I choose, but it's where I'm finding you. But I'm broken and undone. Your mercy's just begun. You to the future, but I know where you have been. Before me, after, and always within. Can I believe when I don't see? Can I really let it be out of my hands? 'Cause it's out of my hands.
Building 429, Fear No More. It's number 11 this week here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. Man, we are glad you're listening this weekend. Thank you. It means a lot to us. Coming up, we got your top 10 favorite songs on our way to the number one song in the country. Phil Wickham will be here. He'll give us some details on how he got his start. And Rachel's here with more Christian music news, too. When we return to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps You, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
This is Matthew West. For a lot of people, the pain and pressures of life often lead them into a lifestyle of drug or alcohol abuse. But no matter how long or how severe the addiction, there is hope. The power of Jesus Christ can set you free.
I used drugs to escape from the pain that was in my life, the pain of being an orphan. I did hallucinogens to get to this different state of mind, and every time I came out of my trip, I wanted more. I came to Teen Challenge after I was homeless, after I had lost everything. God has done so much here, and Teen Challenge has brought back so much into my life.
Please, if you or someone you know is struggling with drug or alcohol abuse, call Teen Challenge today at 417-862-6969 or reach them on the web at teenchallengeusa.com.
The songs you love the most.
Love the most.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
You're listening to the best Christian songs in the country right here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. And we'd love to have you follow us on Twitter. You can find us at 20 Weekend. It's another way that we can stay in touch with you and connect with you throughout the week. So follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. All right, let's get back to the countdown now. For King and Country's up next. The former number one hit song is at number 7 this week. It's God Only Knows.
Number 7.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Told them they would leave, but somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. Understood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over.
Oh, for the lonely, for the ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over. 'Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows.
The kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows, the number 7 song for King and Country here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Future hits.
And now we're up to another song that we think may be a future hit someday here on the countdown. This week, it's a brand new song from We Are Messengers. The song is called Power, and the band's lead singer, Darren Mulligan, told us the story behind it.
Hey guys, it's Darren here from We Are Messengers, and this is the story behind our song, Power.
Power, power, we got that. Power, power, we got that.
Power, power,
we got that.
We Are Messengers, our heart has always been to see the outsider and the marginalized and the broken and the hurting and the lost and the dirty come into relationship with Christ. But what I realize is no matter how good I am, or how good my songs are, or how good our performances are, that without Holy Spirit, without that power, those things are just noise. They're just ego.
Nothing can hold us back. Nothing can tear us apart. Not life, not death, not the in-between. This is just the start.
Because it is the Holy Spirit power of God that makes us kind, that makes us tender, that makes us loving, that teaches us how to forgive those who we think we cannot forgive.
Just keep moving on. Just keep pushing ahead. Yeah, the new has come. All the old is dead.
And it is the power of God that will unite our communities. At a time when we are struggling with discord, it is the power of God that will bring us together. So anyway, I'm Darren from We Are Messengers, and that was the story behind our song, Power.
We got that.
Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers there telling us the story behind this brand new song. Our future hit this week, it's called Power. Here they are, We Are Messengers on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Nothing can hold us back. Nothing can tear us apart. Not life, not death, not the in-between. This is just the start. Don't let them keep you down. Don't let them push you out. We were made to live, to be fierce like lions, love and forgive. Down the dead of night, we're bringing hope to the streets. There's a new way of better life. Only one can set the captive free. He's bringing sight back to the blind. Show the lame how to walk and make the dead alive.
Just keep moving. Set on love, we got that Holy Ghost power. We keep our eyes fixed on love. We got that Holy Ghost power. We got our hearts set on love. We got that Holy Ghost power. We keep our eyes fixed on love.
Your future hit on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is called Power. That's We Are Messengers. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of the new We Are Messengers song, just log on to our website. It's WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Tell us what you think there. Okay, we're back to the countdown now with Unspoken. They're up next with Reason.
Number 6.
This year's felt like four seasons of winter, and you'd give anything to feel the sun always raging, always climbing, always second guessing the timing. But God has a plan, a purpose in this. You are his child, and don't you forget. He put that hunger in your heart, he put that fire in your soul. His love is the reason to keep on believing. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like giving in, his love is the reason to keep on believing. If we could pull back the curtain of heaven, we would see his hand on everything. Every hour, every minute, every second, he's always been in it. Don't let a shadow of a doubt take hold.
Take hold.
Hold on to what you already know.
It's number 6 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown, the band Unspoken and Reason. Coming up, we've got the 5 biggest songs in the country, and we'll give you another chance to go to the movies to see Overcomer that's coming in theaters very soon. That's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. You're listening to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I hope you're having a great weekend. In Philippians 1:6, Paul writes, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Hey, listen, if you ever miss listening to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown here on this great radio station, don't worry. We got podcasts posted online for you now of past shows. You'll find those now at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. You might as well join, people in over 70 countries that do that every weekend. WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Look for the podcast. Now we're back to the countdown. We're up to the top 5 this week with I Am They. This is Scars.
Number 5.
Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes.
darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart, and I know they'll always tell of who. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm without them I wouldn't know your heart, and with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful. I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart, and I know
five. It's I Am They and Scars on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Listen, if you're interested in hearing brand new songs before anybody else gets to, wouldn't that be cool? We want you to join our Hit Music Crew this weekend. When you join the Hit Music Crew, we start sending you songs to listen to before they are played here on the radio. So go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com, click on the Hit Music Crew banner this weekend and sign up. Again, WeekendTop20Countdown.com, click the Hit Music Crew banner. Now we're back to the countdown, and Symphony is up next from Switch and Dylan Chase.
Number 4.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe. All these thoughts are shouting me. Try to bring me to my knees. And it's overwhelming. Darkness echoes all around. Feels like everything is crashing down. Still I know where my hope is found. And it's only you and ooh. You say you're working everything for my good, and ooh, I believe every word. 'Cause even in the mad days, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around me. Through all of this chaos, you are writing a symphony, and even in the mad days, there's peace, drowning out.
drown. I know that my hope is found in the name of Jesus. Ooh, you say you're working everything for my good, and ooh, I believe every word. 'Cause even in the madness, there is peace, drowning out the voices all around.
Truly know if you can pause beautiful music though from all my unruly note. Distance is dissonance moving close. Now I see, erase the scales from my eyes, then play the scale of my life. Chaos played off with a chord and a chord with a source prevented through strife. And I've tasted suffering, I've been embraced by the painful buffering. I've been bound by doubt so loud right now, but a melody is made when you play these rusty keys. So we all gotta get pressed, tuned up like instruments. But I know all of life's tempo is set whenever we remember this.
In the madness, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around me. Through all of this chaos, you are writing a symphony, and even in the madness, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around.
Switch with Dylan Chase. It's number four this week. Symphony on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and Provident Films have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see the new film Overcomer. It's in theaters August 23rd. With a powerful mix of faith, a twist of humor, and a ton of heart, Overcomer will leave you filled with hope, inspired to dream, and dares you to reevaluate who you think you are. It's produced by the Kendrick Brothers, who brought you films like Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, and the number one box office hit, War Room. Just go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com, click on the contest link for your chance to win a pair of tickets, movie tickets that is, to see the film Overcomer from your friends here at the Countdown. And who knows, if you do that, next week you might be a big winner on our show. Just like Maureen Harris from Sierra Vista, Arizona, listening to Faith, Hope, and Love, 90.9 FM. We're glad you're listening, Maureen, and all our friends there at 90.9 FM in Sierra Vista, Arizona. We'll be sending you a We Are Messengers EP called Honest out of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown Prize Closet. Hard to believe, but we're up to the top three already this week. We kick it off with Bethel Music with Jonathan and Melissa Helser. This is called Raise a Hallelujah.
Number three.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah.
At number three, it's Raise a Hallelujah, Bethel Music with Jonathan and Melissa Helser here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, our toll-free comment line's open. Got a few lines there that are available for you to call to tell us a story about how a song or an artist has touched your life. Let me give you this number real quick, and then you call with your story. 888-295-SHOW. 888-295-SHOW. Okay, stay with us here on the countdown because the number one song in the country is just around the corner, and we head to Springfield, Missouri to check in on our Facebook page. That's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. This is the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with two songs to go. And after 5 weeks at number one, Danny Gokey steps back to number two with Haven't Seen It Yet.
Number two.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he has done before, and remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are, only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet.
Danny Gokey. Haven't seen it yet. It's number 2 this week here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown, which means we have a new number 1 song, and we'll find out what that is right after we turn to our Facebook page. Here's a message from a listener this week named Cindy Wemmer. She's from Springfield, Missouri, and she sent us a note this week about some of the songs on our show. Here's what she said. I can't get the number 2 song, Scars by I Am They, out of my head. Love the video, too. Such a moving song. The scars in Jesus' hands and feet were there because of my sin. So thankful for the scars. And she says, when I first heard Dead Man Walking by Jeremy Camp, I was reminded how lost or dead I was before Christ saved me. She says, I think it's a good reminder of just how serious it is to be in Christ. Thanks for your show. Thanks for that note, Cindy. How encouraging that you love all those songs. We do, too, around these parts. And we're glad you're one of our friends on Facebook there in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to be our friend just like Cindy, all you have to do is go to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown Facebook page and join our community. You'll find us at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown or look for the link on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. All right, we're up to the number 1 song in the country. It's a brand new song at number 1. It's Big Daddy Weave, Alive, the new number 1 song on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Number 1.
I was dead in my transgressions, wandering in sin. I went searching for redemption, down a road that had no end. I was walking through the fire. Far from being perfect, there are days that I regret. On this battlefield, I struggle with the lies that I have lived. I have fallen short of glory. I can't make it on my own. If you kept a record of my past, I'd be sinking like a stone. But God, rich in mercy.
Alive from Big Daddy Weave. It's the new number 1 song here on the countdown. That couldn't happen to a better group of guys. They're awesome. Congratulations, Mike Weaver and Big Daddy Weave. And there you have it. It's the 20 songs at the top of your list of favorites. The Weekend Top 20 Chart is compiled by tabulating music playlists from adult contemporary Christian radio stations across the country. Let me take a moment to thank our special guests who joined us on this weekend show, Chris Tomlin, Jeremy Camp, Phil Wickham, and Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers. Don't forget, you can always find great giveaways and links to the most current Christian music news on our website at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. This weekend, a chance to win movie tickets to see Overcomer. Don't forget to sign up to be a fan of ours on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown is produced by Jason Burrows. Our executive producers are Ken Farley and Brandon Rabar. The show is written by Wes Shatler. And Rachel James is always here with the latest in Christian music news. Next week, we'll do it all again. And I hope you'll join us as we count down the top 20 Christian songs in America. Until then, from the beautiful Hoosier state of Indiana, I have no idea what Hoosier means, and I don't think many people around here do either. I'm Kurt Wallace, encouraging you to make a difference in someone's life this week. God bless you.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Countdown.
There's one thing that keeps us all alive. It's the air we breathe second by second, day in, day out. Without that breath, our lives would cease to exist. We could have everything in the world that we ever wanted, but without air to breathe, nothing would matter. Just as breathing is essential to life, there's one element that's essential to eternal life, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to pay the penalty we each deserve for all the mistakes and failures we've made. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Many religious leaders have died, but none but Jesus Christ has risen again. Without the resurrection of Christ, there would be no eternal life. When you take your last breath, are you sure you'll have eternal life? The Lord Jesus wants you to have new life right now. To learn how to begin a relationship with him and receive the gift of eternal life, call 888-NEED-HIM, 888-NEED-HIM.